Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learn Daf Yud Zayin, the Masechta Zeirin, the last Daf of the first parak of the Masechta, and begin the second parak. The topics we will discuss include: first, we will arrive at a psak as to how large an area can be covered by mechitzas made up of only horizontal or only vertical parts, which depends on how many people are using the area. This leads into a discussion of the halacha when the number of people using it changes on Shabbos. The final mission in the parak discusses four leniencies that were put into place for soldiers who are traveling. In this context, the Gemara discusses the possible differences between takanas Yeshua, that everybody in Eretz Yisrael is permitted to take wood, and the special takana for soldiers to be permitted to take wood. The Gemara discusses the parameters of when a mes mitzvah may or may not be moved. The parak concludes with a discussion of why one may be chayiv malkas for walking beyond the Tchum Shabbos. We will begin the second parak with the Mishnah of Pasi Birois. In order to enable people to draw water from a well, which is usually Rishus HaYachim Midaraisa, and give to their animals which are standing around the well, often in the Rishus Ram Deraisa, the Rabbanan permitted making a set of subpar mechitzes to transform the area into Rishus HaYachid. Some of the key terms and concepts we will discuss include Shabbos, Hoyel V'Hutra Hutra. Once it's mutter to carry in an area on Shabbos, it remains permitted even if the circumstances change. Demai is produce purchased from an Ama Aretz who we suspect of not taking Maisus, and the Rabbanan therefore require Maisus to be taken from it, but they permitted poor people and traveling soldiers to eat it. Melchemes Hirshus are wars fought to expand the borders of Eretz Yisrael, and are optional in contrast to Melchemes Mitzvah, which are obligatory wars such as fighting Amalek or the initial conquest of Eretz Yisrael. Meis Mitzvah Kona Mekomei. A mace mitzvah defined as somebody who does not have any relatives to bury him should be buried on the spot where the body is found. Since Melech Sedoimus, salt of Sedoim that is left on a person's fingers can blind the person, the Rabbanan require washing hands after a meal. Ein loikin alav shenitin lasharis mises bezin. One cannot get malchus for violating any pasuk for which a person can also potentially get misa.